offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark, it is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant that I make between you and me, and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth, and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm this morning is Psalm 25. We're going to begin reading at the third verse and go through verse 9. And read this responsively by half verse. Show me your ways, O Lord,
and teach me your paths.
Lead me forth in your truth and teach me.
For you are the God of my salvation, and you has been my hope all the day long.
Call to remembrance, O Lord, your tender mercies
and your loving kindness which have been from of old.
Oh, remember not the sins and offenses of my youth.
But according to your mercy, think on me, O Lord, in your goodness.
Gracious and righteous is the Lord.
Therefore he will teach sinners in the way.
Those who are meek shall be he will guide in judgment.
And those who are gentle shall he teach his way.
All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth
to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our epistle reading this morning is from First Peter, chapter 3, beginning at the 18th verse. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey when God's patience waited for the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.